In Florida, utility crews continue to work around the clock to restore electricity to millions of homes and businesses after Irma. The storm knocked out power to more than half the state. Eric Szilagyi, CEO of Florida Power & Light, the state's largest electric utility, has called the outages unprecedented.
It's also the first storm, by the way, that has impacted all 27,000 square miles and 35 counties that we serve across Florida. It is a magnitude that we just haven't seen before.
The utility says it hopes to have service restored to its customers along the east coast of Florida by the end of the week, but estimates customers on the west coast of the state may not have power back until late next week. Ted Curry is Director of Energy Studies at the University of Florida's Public Utility Research Center. He advises utilities on storm preparation, and he joins us now via Skype from Gainesville. Ted, welcome. And first of all, I should check, did you lose power at your house?
Actually, we were one of the lucky ones. Roughly two-thirds of the customers in Gainesville lost power. We did not lose ours. What we did lose was cable and internet and our cell phone service. So we spent Monday listening to the radio and trying to figure out what was going on outside. And I think it's a shame that it takes an event like this to show people how critical that infrastructure is. It tends to be something that we take for granted.
Yeah.
But at times like this, we don't take it for granted anymore.
Yeah. So tell me, though, I understand that Florida utilities are actually better prepared now for these hurricane events than they were in previous years, specifically, you know, the years before what, Hurricane Wilma back in 2005? So what's changed?
Actually, it was the entire 2004-2005 hurricane season. Florida was hit by 10 hurricanes over that period. And following the 2005 hurricane season, the Florida Public Service Commission gathered all the utilities and industry stakeholders and customer groups and really any interested party into a series of workshops in Tallahassee to talk about what can Florida do to better prepare. And they talk about the preparations that they've made for the upcoming storm season so that people can learn. And the results have been striking.
So information sharing is always vitally important, and it's terrific to hear there's a lot more of that going on. But I'm also seeing sort of like specific infrastructure and structural changes, right? I mean, Florida Power & Light, they've invested more than $3 billion in protecting their power grids since 2006. You know, even things like replacing wooden power poles with concrete ones.
Sure. Part of that process has been refining the types of things that we do in order to harden against storms. You know, one of the major initiatives that came out of the series of workshops were refining the utility's practices with regard to vegetation management. So making sure that trees and bushes are clear along utility lines and utility transformers. And another initiative was to kind of formalize this benefits of various storm hardening practices. You know, in the wake of storm events like this, it's very common for people to say, well, why don't we put all the lines underground?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, actually.
The thing is that in a lot of cases, putting lines underground may make things worse, because what you're doing is you're shifting the risk of damage when you relocate power lines. When they're above ground, certainly they are more susceptible to damage from wind events and from flying debris. But when you put them underground, they're more susceptible to storm surge and flooding. So it's very important that in Florida, we don't have a blanket policy. You know, all lines should be above ground. All lines should be underground. So it's really a risk trade-off when you decide how are you going to harden the system.
So, I mean, given that, what more could or should the utilities be doing to further harden, as you say, the power grids in Florida? Because it seems like with every passing year, we're just going to see bigger, stronger, and more frequent hurricanes.
I think the first thing to keep in mind is that utilities unilaterally don't do anything. Electric distribution utilities in the United States are all regulated companies. Now, who regulates them is different. You know, here in Florida, we have five investor-owned utilities that are regulated by the State Public Service Commission in Tallahassee. We also have municipal utilities that are owned by cities, and they're regulated by either city boards or city commissions. We have cooperative utilities that are regulated by the customers that they serve. And it's important to understand that the utility by themselves doesn't make these decisions. It's a cooperative effort among the utility, the regulator, and the government, because no one of those entities can address this problem all by themselves. It takes the involvement of everybody, and that's what we've learned.
Well, Ted Curry is Director of Energy Studies at the University of Florida's Public Utility Research Center, speaking to us from Gainesville. Ted, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Magna.